Okay, so we made it through the entire series. If you watched the entire thing from beginning to end, congratulations. That's awesome. Sure, there's a lot more to learn, but you've taken some huge steps towards mastering the language and getting all this under your belt. So that is just great. In this last video, I want to give you a roadmap where I think you could go from here. Then I'm going to answer one of the most common questions that I get in Channel 9 comments. Which book should I buy? And you realize when you ask that, it hurts my feelings, right? I'm just kidding. It does help to own reference books. Clearly, I have a number of them myself. Life has many teachers in many different contexts. Videos have their place in the learning process, as do books, in-class training, and so on. So first of all, let's start with the roadmap. Let me talk about the things that I didn't talk about in this series and that you may want to investigate a little bit more on your own. We didn't talk about built-in methods for string manipulation, how to chop apart a string, grab different parts of a string, concatenate strings together in various ways. We didn't talk about any of the built-in math functions available in JavaScript. We didn't talk about any of the built-in functions for arrays. Now, I use one or two examples here and there, but there are more, and I didn't really talk about them at length. So that's probably a good place for you to start your investigation and learn more. We talked about the document object model at length, but there's even more details available, more events, more built-in methods to learn. Perhaps you could go down the path of learning about the idiosyncrasies between popular browsers. One huge topic that we didn't talk about is building metro-style applications with JavaScript and WinRT. And I foresee this being a place where you could really make a name for yourself in the coming years. There's more information forthcoming from Microsoft at the time of this recording, so I'm sure we'll be investigating that together soon. We didn't talk about how to structure large JavaScript projects, like where do you put the code? We talked about namespaces and how that allows us to split code up into multiple files, but we really didn't demonstrate any examples of large-scale JavaScript-based projects. So that would be another place to investigate. Oh, and there's so much to learn about jQuery, more selectors, more events. We didn't talk about how to create your own plugins. Those are all good places to investigate further. And then we can talk about and jump off in a whole other number of directions with other libraries like MooTools and Dojo and YUI and ext.js and PhoneGap, just to name a few. There are dozens more to choose from. So learning the libraries that are available and what they do for you could be a significant way to spend months, if not years, of your life in JavaScript. Now, in my opinion, more importantly than learning the individual libraries and what they do differently, I think learning common design patterns in JavaScript, understanding even more about the internal implementation of JavaScript and how it works best, and so how to structure your code to take advantage of some of those things. And to that end, there are a number of books that are available. Before we get to the more complicated books, let me start with something I feel like would be appropriate for an absolute beginner or somebody who's gotten to this point, maybe to reinforce what you're learning or to push you a little bit further. And that is this JavaScript. The one that I have is the second edition. There might be a later edition by the time you're watching this video, but I like the layout of the book, generally of the Microsoft Press books. I like the code examples that were used, the range of topics that are available, the way that it's split up, the exercises that are available. So I think this is a great beginner level book that will push you beyond what you learned in this video series, or at the very least reinforce some of those things that we talked about. Beyond the basics, the definitive guide, quite literally, is this book by Flanagan. It's in its sixth edition. I think I've owned three or four of the six editions. It's quite a weighty tome, quite large. I don't think you would ever get all the way through it, but as a reference book, it's very valuable. The challenge with this book is that it's not very beginner friendly, at least in my opinion. It does not seek to, how should we say, make the topic easier to understand. It dives deep, deep, deep into the implementation details. So while it's challenging, it's also the most rewarding if you do put the time in and learn it. Along those lines, this book by Crockford, who's considered, I wouldn't say the father of JavaScript necessarily, but he's definitely deep in the implementation of, for example, the YUI library, and he understands the internals very well, considered an expert in this regard. He's written this very thin book. It's light on details for the easy stuff, but heavy on details for the more complicated stuff. And so instead of being a reference book, it's more of a commentary on JavaScript. And it's definitely a good to have. Another book, once you get past that, is to look at JavaScript patterns. These books all by O'Reilly Press. And when we talked about the module pattern, for example, just one of several different patterns that are available in JavaScript, and coming to know that really represents a mastery of JavaScript, okay? In regards to jQuery, the first two books that I purchased are really, in my opinion, still the best. They're written both by the same author, Learning jQuery by, let's see what their names are. Schaefer and Swedberg, I believe is how you pronounce his name. I apologize if I get it wrong. But they're both very active in the jQuery forums. You'll see their names popping up often in the documentation, like in the Discus comments below, and then also the jQuery reference. These are the first editions of both of these books, and I believe that they have newer editions available now. So at any rate, that's what I would recommend in terms of books, and there are plenty more to choose from. If you're ever unsure, just do what I do. Look at the comments, the feedback at Amazon.com, or go in the bookstore and just see which one pops out at you. It has the topics presented in the way that's most understandable to you, okay? All right, so on that note, I'd love to help you any way that I can. I'm still learning more about JavaScript every single day, so I may have to refer you to other resources if I don't know an answer off the top of my head, but I'd sure love to give it a shot if you need some help. Let me toss one last shameless plug for my website, www.learnvisualstudio.net, if you're ever interested in learning C-sharp, Visual Basic, ASP.net, or if in any other way I can help you learn more about programming, I'd be happy to do that. If you like what I do, please visit and consider supporting me in what I do. So as we close, I want to express my warmest wishes for your ongoing success. You made it this far in this video series, so in my mind, you've already set yourself apart from most people who just simply want to learn, but never actually take the steps to do it. Keep that same enthusiasm, and I'm sure I'll be watching you teach me a thing or two very soon. Thank you very much. Thank you.